מתוק דבורים פשוטים פער הששונה to prepare ourselves for תפילה הששונה what means the דבן תרמני של אילום how our צורס התפילה has to be תרמני של אילום תא הפוסק in the תאירה פארוי היקריף ויסו בני ישראל עיניהם והנה מצרים נוסע אחריהם וירו מיית ויצקו בני ישראל על השם ויאמר אל משה בלי אין כבר במצרים לקחתנו לעמוס במדבר מה זה שסיסו לנו then the Rebbeinu Shlom said then משה told them אל תראו וסייץ וראו וסישו את השם ויאמר השם אל משה מה תצק עליי ויאס עתו להרך בתפילה דאבא בני ישראל וייסאו let's learn ממש דבורים פשוטים what was the avala of Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael said I'm a bli and kvorim in Mitzrayim what was going on over here let's learn a shtikol Ramban ויאמרו אל מישה ויצקו אל השם בקהל גודל first of all אמרו חזל תופסו אמונס אבייסם to a tefis אמונס אבייסם רשי Avraham it says that he daven Vayitziko El Hashem Tovso Emunas Aveisom that was Tovso Emunas Aveisom they did Tvila Vayoyim El Moshe Abliya in Kvorim B'mitzroim Ma'acha Shenosnu Se'e B'Isa Bo'u Etzio Moshe Omru Loi Haloi Zeu Adov Asher Dibanu Alecha V'Se'e She B'Isa Yetzahara V'Yedatam Lema Ki Mitchil Etzok El Hashem Loseis B'Leif Paroi Loshov Me'achreim וכשהראו של חיזה וינסע וקרב אליהם אמרו לנסקב לו תפילסנו ונכנסו בליבו מחשב הרו והר החמש הקשה בתחילה רמב״ם tells us דבור נפלא מאדמיית talking about כלל ישראל we saw Isis and Mavisim and what happened they were maminim בהשם and they were מספל to the Rebbeinu של אילום so what happened over here along the way And the Ramban talks about the Bariches, but this Nekuda that says in Ramban, Vayitziku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, they will bespal to revenge some tofs to umna saveisom. And then they came to Moshe, Vayomru ha-bli en kvarim b'mitzrayim, the Sereshe v'Isa came with a taina. Zog the Ramban, you know what the taina was? We told the revenge what we want. We had a tefillah to the revenge shalelam. We said the revenge shalelam, the pari should go back, that the revenge shalelam should give belief pari, losh of machreim. Kasharo, when they saw that the Rebbeinu Shalom, their tefillahs were not in the skabel, so they were in the tainus to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that here are Moshe Rabbeinu, and something's wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing the right thing, he's doing it by himself, whatever the Cheshbein is are. What's learned from the Shtikal Ramban? What's learned from the Shtikal Ramban? So a misconception in tefillah. So the misconception in Tfilah, that Tfilah means that we give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Drochem, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help us. We teach the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this and this I want to do, and I want you to give me Hatzlocha in this and this that I want to do. That's what Klal Yisrael did. Klal Yisrael gave the Rebbeinu Shel Olam an Eitzah. That's what the Rabban says. They gave the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's tough to Umnes Aveisom. They went to be mispal to Rebbeinu Shalom. Chas v'shalom. Klal Yisrael used Tvila. But what was their Tvila? Their Tvila was that Paroi should be Shov Me'achareim. They gave the Rebbeinu Shalom an Eitzer. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't do their Eitzer, it means the Rebbeinu Shalom wasn't Mekabel their Tvila. And from there comes the Seir Shebi Isa to have Tainus to Meshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer al Meshe Abli en Kvorim b'Mitzrayim lekachtonu Lomas. All Svekis in Ashgoches Abayre come because we have an Asaga of how the Rebbeinu Shalom should help us. We have an Asaga where our help is going to come from, and we have an Asaga what we are supposed to do, and then we have Tainus to Rebbeinu Shalom as in Ishgelungin. So it means that the Tefillah didn't help. That's exactly what it says in this Ramban. Thus, he made the Taina of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. I'm only going to talk very posh to the Burim, because that's what you have to talk to Klal Yisrael, posh to the Burim, bizmanenu. You hear from people today in the morning, You hear from people today in the morning, they bought yesterday afternoon, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time it was, for $1.60. He took his last savings and he put it into Washington Mutual. He took $40,000 that he told me. $40,000 he put into Washington Mutual. He's wiped off the map. Was haste you were wiped off the map? You told the Ribbono Shel Olam how you want to be helped. He gave the Ribbono Shel Olam an eitzah. He told the Ribbono Shel Olam an eitzah that I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say tefillah, and that's what's going to help. That doesn't help. Don't stay down there, parasha. She's not an eitzah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillah doesn't mean that I'm espousal, that this should help. That's not what tefillah means. It says in Mishneh Berurah, the Mishneh Berurah is matik in Simet Tzadik Ches, I think. The Mishneh Berurah is matik, a Jewish mashal, about davening with kavonis. About davening with kavonis, about davening with pi kabbalah, davening with kavonis, rabshapsi, v'kedoyme, it's davening in a siddur that has the shemis. And the Mishneh Berurah brings a Jewish mashal, and he brings the lashon that the mashal writes, on Rabshachna dachtech, that Rabshachna was mispalol, ketinoik ben yoymai. He was mispalol, ketinoik ben yoymai. There lies something in this lashon. Besides, it means that he was mispalol kipshutei onka kavonis onka hechas sof kol sof etzem tvila is etzem tvila. There lies up as a meyudik in a kuda in the lashon ketinek ben yoymei. Ketinek ben yoymei means bitl adas and bitl aseichel. That's what it means. Ketinek ben yoymei. Ketinek ben yoymei means not giving the Ribbono Shel Olam eitzes. Ketinek ben yoymei means not being a meyayitz to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A tinek doesn't know what he wants. A tinnik cries that he knows he wants something, but he doesn't know what he wants. That's a tinnik ben yoymei. A tinnik ben yoymei has no seichel to know what he wants. A tinnik ben yoymei veis tutem veis shreite. What he wants, he has no seichel to know what he wants. The yisayit von tvila, the state mishne berurah, b'shem ma'ashal is, to become a tinnik ben yoymei, to be mevatla wadas completed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what the issue is, to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam knows, how he's supposed to help us, and what way he's going to help us, and which way he's going to help us. To shtel zechavek in tefillah, and to say in tefillah, this should be helped, that should be helped, from here it should be helped. That's not the way tefillah. There's no way in the world that Klal Yisrael should have been able to have a havamina that is going to be Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no way in the world that Havamin and I was going to Kriyas Yamsuf. Avada, what's going to happen? The Rebbe still take Mitzrayim to go back. That's the most Berech HaTeva. To be Mappel Mitzrayim, that's less Berech HaTeva. But Kriyas Yamsuf, that's Adav Shiev, it's Loyal Al Daitam. It was never had. It was Loyal Al Daitam. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam showed. The Ribbono Shel Olam showed by Kriyas Yamsuf that Tfilo is not the Pshat, is Tfilo. What does it mean, Layato Eis Laharech Betfila? Of course, what ending should you do, Marech Betfila? It can't sign that that's Likten Lukuda in Arochas Atfila. Tfila with Perushim is Arochas Atfila. Tfila to be painted to Ribbono Shel Olam Ketinik Ben Yoymei is a Geschreitz in Bereilam. There's no Haroch in Tfila, there's no Mepharishan in Tfila. Chazal tell us, Kasha Mezainoisev Shayat Adam Ki Kriyas Yamsuf. What do Chazal want to tell us when they tell us Kasha Mezainoisev Shaladim Ki Kriyas Yamsuf? What do we have from it, from Kasha Mezainoisev Shaladim Ki Kriyas Yamsuf? Two Neuridik Limudim. Somebody told me yesterday a word. I don't remember who told it to me, so I can't be Mekayim Aymedov Vashem Amrei. Somebody told me yesterday a word. A Hafladik Vert. There's a big Nafkimina when somebody walks through a midbar, and somebody walks through a snowstorm, somebody walks through a mountain, or somebody takes a ship through the water. When somebody is hidden in a midbar, and he doesn't know the way out, and he finds footsteps from the person before him, he knows that that's the way to go. In a snowstorm, you're blinded. You look for footsteps. You follow in the person's footsteps. You have to go up a mountain. You follow footsteps. There's who to follow. In an ocean, once the ship goes by, he doesn't leave footsteps. He doesn't leave footsteps. There's nobody to follow in an ocean. There's no way to follow in an ocean. The one that's there before has nothing to do with you. He's not showing you the way. The Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf means that there's nothing to copy somebody else. There's nothing to copy somebody else. Because nobody's going to show you the way to make Parnasa. Because he wasn't making a way from Parnasa. In Parnasa, there's no such thing as Yenizam Beirederich for Parnasa. That means kosher with the noise of Shalom Kikris Yamsuf. Kikris Yamsuf means that the first person that went by and the next person, no simon from the first person to the next person. You're in the water. A derech in the water doesn't leave over any way for the second person. And that's what it means, that you only can come onto the Rebbeinu Shalom. There was nothing here that was showed you a way from where you're going to get Panosa. Kosher with the noise of Kikris Yamsuf means what we just spoke about. That in Kriyas Yamsuf, the tefillah that was needed was not a tefillah of giving eitzes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That Siyur Shebi'isa, the Ramban says, Hamabliya in Kvorim b'Mitzrayim, that thing he gave the Rebbeinu Shel Olam an eitz, and then you have a chsorin and an amuna. There's a chsorin and an amuna. There's a chsorin and an amuna. If there's a chsorin and an amuna, then we can't give eitzes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Siddur HaPosik in Yirmiyah. It's not a pasuk in Yirmiyah. I can't tell you bring me a Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, capital Hey in Yirmiyah, Adova Pelef and Azach. I don't even know why anybody doesn't bring this pasuk. A pasuk was Medaf Lernan. I was inserted to this pasuk on Wednesday when I was set over a Rambam. When I set over a Rambam in Hilchis Oval, the Rambam brings this pasuk, the end of a pasuk. But the pasuk talks about the Musa that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, the Novi is talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, or the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying it. It depends how you learn Pshat in the Pasik, the Ramban, the way the Malbim learns, or the way the Barbanel learns. There's different Pshatim in Pasik. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam brings Einshim on Klal Yisrael. Zok the Pasik, capital Hey, Pasik Gimel. Hashem, Einecha Haloi Le'emuna. Listen to Allah in our Pasik. Hashem, you hit them, and they didn't have any fear. You brought them, and they made their faces stronger than a piece of stone. The Abarbanel says it the clearest. Once you look up at the Abarbanel, Haloi Hashem Einecha Haloi Le'emuna. It says in Abarbanel, the kaitiv of everything, the tachlis of everything in this world is Le'emuna, to bring a person to Emuna in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem Einecha. On what is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's eyes? Kaviyochel. On what is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mitzape? For what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from a Yid? Haloi Le'emuna. He wants to bring out from them that he should become Maminim in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. New the Colossian of Rabbanel, that's the Yisaida Yisaidis, Sadik Memunosa Yichya, Boch Habakuk Vemidon Al Achas, because that's the Ketev. Says the Lossian in Amalbum, Ikra Ketev Huem Emuno, Ikra Ketev Huem Emuno, Zak the Ramban, Zak the Malbum, Sheim Ein Maminim, if we don't believe, Sha'ato Hamamin, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one who's bringing the Einish, Va'ato Ashreileach Einish, Hashlichis hu bechinom, then the whole shlichis is bechinom, because it doesn't do its tachlis. Haloi einecho tach the malbum. Your whole reason that you're bringing Yisurim is einecho, your whole tachlis. Your whole tachlis is only le'emuna. Only that you believe that it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bringing it, and then you wake up. But he kisa isam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was hidos kashe yase ish es benei for a tachlis to realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is talking to you. V'lo cholu, and they weren't margishit. V'lo cholu, and they didn't chapetziter. V'lo cholu, and they didn't become sick from it. Depends which types you learned, like Rashi, like others. Three ways to touch the word cholu. You can touch the word cholu from Lashon Pachad. You can touch the Lashon cholu from Lashon becoming sick. You can touch the Lashon cholu from not being margish. It's all the same inyan. Kilisom and meyanu kachas muso. So then shalei letzerech. Shalei letzerech. Vani amarti izok yemi evaite achdalem heim noyalu ki lo yedu derech Hashem mishpet elekeyem. I think that the dalim, the amaratzim, for them, they don't know the derech alakeyam. El chali ala gdeilim, I will go to the gdeilim. And v'adab ra'isom, and to them I will talk. And then I'll see that they together, they don't either know. As they state in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Noir di kediburim, Hashem einecha aloi le'amuna. Let us repeat something that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me, a matona, a Shabbos Kedish. Those who heard it, I'll have to hear it again. But Samatona Niflo Admiyid, Satgonish Tom Mitmir, Samatona from Eiligen Bashefa, says in Rambam, הידוע דקי רמב״ם, אף על פי שתקיעס השויפה גזעס הכוסר ורמז יש בדובה. ועד את כיסא שויפה זה גזעס הכוסר ורמז יש בדובה, אורו ישנים את שנסכם, קיצו מתהדמסכם, אויסן השויגים בהבלי האילום, שזכרו בירחם, remember that it's a bairi oilam on the world, remember that it's a bashef on the world. So in a sefer Shabbos morning, that is Mitzayin, that there's two other places that the Rambam talks about waking up from sleep, and from waking up from Havlei Olam. The mitzvah of Mezuzah, the Rambam says is to wake up a person from Havlei Azman, Perek Vov Milchus Mezuzah, the last Rambam, and the Rambam says it in Hilchus Oval, in Perek Yud Gimel. In Hilchus Oval, the Rambam brings this pasuk, Ki kisa oisam v'lecholu, miklau zok the Rambam, shetzrichen lochul ulehokit. It's a raya that's made to wake up a person. And there state in Rambam, three mitzvahs that the Rambam said are here to awaken us. Shofar, mezuzah, and Avelus are here to awaken us. They're here to awaken us. What does it mean to awaken us? If we learn the Lashon HaRambam right, the Rambam says, Zichru Bairachem. Remind yourself that there's a Bair Olam on the world. Remind yourself there's a Bair Olam on the world. Tardema, sleep, means that we go into the world and we get caught up into Havlei Olam. We get caught up into all the Havlei Olam, and we think that we know how the world works. We think we could make it work. We think we know how to make money. We think we have a way to make money. And then when it doesn't work, we become more addicted to read it. Why do we become to read it? We come to read it. Avada halavai, we become to read it because we realize that the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving a patch. If we, that's the reason we come to read it, then the tachlis is here. And on that it says the Loshen from Heilige Yudaka, the Shpshatne Posik. David HaMelech says in Tilim, Eretz Yorah V'Shakota, Elikim Mishamayim Mishmat Adin, Eretz Yorah V'Shakota, Taj the Yida Kodesh, Mishamayim Mishmat Adin, the Rebbeinu Shalom from Himmel was Mashmi Adinim, Eretz Yorah, and if the earth is afraid of it, V'Shakota, the Dinim stop, because the only tachlis of the Dinim is Yorah, the only tachlis of the Dinim is to bring Yorah. That's why it says in Sasemes, if you write out the word din, dalit yud nun, write out those three words, the milui is begematria malchus. Because the tachlis of din is, the milui of din is, that we should be mekabel malchus shamayim. And if you become a yorei of the Rebbeinu Shlom, the dinim stop. That's Amtokes Adinim. If one wants to know the seid of Amtokes Adinim, the seid of Amtokes Adinim is to take the din and bring its tachlis. And the tachlis of Dinim Rachmanu Litzlan is to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlom is Melech on the world. And if we realize that it's Melech on the world, it's Shakata. The dinim stop, the dinim become quiet, it becomes quiet on the world, you don't hear the dinim, it's shakata, it becomes quiet, you see the ahav of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why shakata is a megamatria of ahavta, because you see the ahav is Hashem, you get out of ahav is Hashem, it becomes, the dinim quiet down, and you get the middle of ahava, and you get all the ashpos of the Rebbeinu Shalom, all the ashpos of the Rebbeinu Shalom come down to the world. That's the avoda of dinim. That's the avoid of dinim of Hashem, Einecha, Aloy Le'emuna. And that Rebbeinu Shalom gave three avoidis. And the biggest of these three is the shofar. The shofar is the Ishmael, Mishmat Adin. Haytoka shofar be'ir va'amla yechrodu. Shofar is made that we should have a charoda. Shofar is made that we should have a pachat. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a meitiv. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a muyudike meitiv. The Rebbeinu Shalom is chofetz batovas b'riyesov. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the good of his b'riyes. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants we should be good. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants that we should hear that the Rebbeinu Shalom is melech hakol ha'aretz. And if you look at history, a great chelik of golus, the yisurei ha'golus started in Chodesh Elul. A great chelik of golus, the yisurei ha'golus started in Chodesh Elul. And it's not bechinam that yisurei ha'golus started in Chodesh Elul, because that's the same shofar that we blow in Chodesh Elul to prepare ourselves for Yom Adin, to realize that there's a Bayer Olam of the world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does us a teiva, and Mishamayim Mishmat Adin. He brings the Kaila Shofar from Shamayim to wake you up that there's a Bayer Olam of the world. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam goes, and the Chedish Elul throws down one after another, and throws down the financial world, and shows how the financial world shakes. He tells that for a reason. He does that for a reason that we should realize that betochen means in ganzen hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha vihu yechalkaleka. Beis Halevi talks about Yankiv Avinu. Yankiv Avinu went and he said, Eliezer came, he came with Zov and Kesef. Me, I have nothing. Eliphaz took away all my money. And says the Lashon in Medrash, Les ano moivit savya min belyi. I'm not going to lose my betochem from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Esa einai alohorim mayayin yobi ezri. Ezri mim Hashem oise shemayim v'oretz. That spits betochem. I don't know where my ezri is going to come from. Mayayin yobi ezri. I have no plan. I don't have a plan. A plan is a chesaron in emunah, zok the Rambam. A plan is Seirah Shebi Issa when you give a plan to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because when the plan doesn't work, then you don't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Because you gave him such a good plan. You gave him such an easy way to make money, and I was mispalu. Why didn't it help? A plan is Chesaron and Bitochen. Ezri Mim Hashem, Me'ayin Yovi Ezri. I don't know where my Ezri is going to come from. Ezri Mim Hashem, Oise Shemayim V'oretz. And when one realizes that Ezri Mim Hashem, Oise Shemayim V'oretz, one realizes that his ezer could come even from Yesh Me'ayin, the Arugis Abesim, Taiches, Me'ayin Yove Ezri. Sometimes a person thinks that Me'ayin Yove Ezri, my ezer has to come from Yesh Me'ayin. I don't have any way up Iteva that my ezer should come. I'm in a matzav of heder, I don't have anything. Zok Teribeni Shalom, Zok David HaMelech, Me'ayin Yove Ezri. Of Ezri Mim Hashem Oise Shemayim V'Oretz. The Ribbono Shel Olam made Shemayim V'Oretz. Also Yesh Me'ayin. Where did he make Shemayim V'Oretz? He made Shemayim V'Oretz Yesh Me'ayin. So how could I not have Bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam made the world Yesh Me'ayin. So from Ayin you could also have a Yeshua. Even if it looks as bleak as it looks. But the Ribbono Shel Olam made the world Yesh Me'ayin. So Oise Shemayim V'Oretz. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam sends. Rachmana Litzlan. The Ribbono Shel Olam uses Chamon Litzlan Ovel. The Ribbono Shel Olam uses Avelus. Avelus doesn't have to mean Misa Davka. The Rambam tells through this pasuk in Yirmiyah. Avelus means the Kisa Oisom. And it has to be Cholu Miponecha. The Kisa Oisom is a way that the Ribbono Shel Olam uses to bring Cholu Miponecha, to bring that we should be afraid of him. If we don't use this Eitzer Rachmana Litzlan, the Eibishter Zal Opeaten. The Eibishter Zal Opeaten, what it means that we don't use this Eitzer. Befrat. As Klal Yisrael has to know, that today the umbrella of the world has become less. The world has an umbrella. The world has an umbrella which protects the world. The umbrella of the world is the tzaddikim of the der. The tzaddikim of the der are the umbrella of the world. In Pasuk it says in Shmuel. In Shmuel it says in Pasuk, in the beginning of Shmuel, by Yekoinen, it says, Lelamed b'nei Yehuda keshes halo yiksuv al sefer ha-yosho. Shteitni Yetiv Ponim, from the Yetiv Lev, the first piece on Rosh Hashanah, I think, or maybe in El, the first piece on Rosh Hashanah. He says, Lalamed bin Yehuda Keshes. Keshes, it says in Zoya Kodesh, goes on the Shofar. Keshes is Rosh Tevis, Tkiah, Shofar, Teruah. The Tkiah, you don't use a Tov, because it's the same as Teruah, so the Zoya Kodesh uses a Kuf, and uses Keshes as a simon of the Tkiahs. Tkiahs are a Keshes, that throw Chitzim on the Yetzirah, on the Keches Hara, the Keches Adinim. Lalamed b'nei Yehuda keshes. If Gedolei Yisrael are nifter, zokte Yetiv Ponim. There aren't here the Gedolim that are going to blow shofar for us. So lalamed b'nei Yehuda keshes. You have to teach the b'nei Yehuda to blow shofar. Aye, they don't know the kavanas of shofar. Halo yiksuv al sefer ayosha, the Eibishter geisim blows in shofar. Rachmon ha'omatiku, b'mekayim the Ribbono Shel Olam's rotzen. You don't know take the hoiche kavanas of shofar blowsen. Oba, you have to do it because halo yiksuv al sefer ayosha. Blow shofar because the Ribbono Shel Olam told you to blow shofar. When we make a cheshbon, we come to Rosh Hashanah, and a year ago Rosh Hashanah, you had in the neighborhood still a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Leveracha, was still making on the neighborhood, and you had a year ago Rosh Hashanah, that you still had such a Koyach HaTorah to be making on the neighborhood, and now you're coming to a Rosh Hashanah that you don't have it. You're coming to a Rosh Hashanah that you don't have it. It's a cheshbon that you have to make. You need much more Lelamed Bnei Yehuda Keshes. Oh, but today, the world lost. The world lost a dugma that the world doesn't have anymore. The world lost yesterday one of the greatest tzaddikim in the der, one of the greatest balei musa in the der, a yid that be'emes kumtem, the schus of shmir shabbos of roiv the der, the first person that printed the sefer. Those who are of the Ramalagi Yaron know who was the first person that taught us to be machmen and hilchah shabbos. Which sefer was the first sefer that woke us up as the shabbos of the welt, as the hilchah shabbos of the welt? Bris Eilam. That was the first Sefer that came out in the world and told us, ah, there we saw it in Hilche Shabbos, the Oz Nidberu, ganze Bände von Svarim, von Tshuvis, and Agvena Tzadik Nizgav, and Avadike Talmud, Abal Musa, and Avadike Talmud. Nobody now there was Zeche to be called Tzadik. Nobody now there was Zeche to be called Baramayna and Tzadik. Chutz Rabbi Yomen and Tzadik, Zeche Tzadik, Vikadish Leveracha, Rabbi Yomen Zilbe. He was shogging in ganze Yisrael. Everybody called him Rabbi Yomen and Tzadik. And Rabbi Yomen took him away yesterday, before Rosh Hashanah, also to give us the Cholum upon Echa, to wake up. To wake up, I'm an empty wake Ayid, was the ganze Deretim Gerufim B'yomen HaTzadik. That's the way that everybody called him. In the Chasiminas, the Deret Fashtanen, that that was the Tzitzkis of Ayid. Ayid had gelebt, mit an Emes Abal Musa, mit an Vadike Musa, mit an ganzen Ganzkeit. And he was Mepharsim Musa B'dereinu. He wrote Svarim that nobody wrote. He wrote a Sefer on Shmir Senayim, when it wasn't popular Shmir Senayim. 40 years ago, Teres Estaklus, was Memegnish, the only Sefer that writes clearly, Halachis, via the Memegnish, against Hashidach, we make nish against Hashidach, what's mutter, what's also, a sefer teres estaklus, does nidbru, is from the svarim ha-yisoidim, that the Dor grew up with, in Halacha Shabbos, and other halachas. He wrote a sefer mekor halacha, mesech the Shabbos, which is on brachas and Shabbos, which is on mushun and the kalomdish sefer, and if the Rebbein Shom takes away as ayid, he took it away for a reason, nish tazol zayin ha-tzadik ovad, ve-einish som alev, the Rebbein Shom took it away, am zachap ma-tzita, practical diburim, we're standing 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, and he was able to protect the dirt, cause man Ayid is on the dirt, wie krank is, of as Ayid was an ehrlich Ayid, lives with us, it's an agon on the dirt. And now it has to be Lalamid ben Yehuda Keshes. The Rebbein Shalom gives a traske the world. He takes the financial world and gives it a traske. You tell a person last year Rosh Hashanah. Tell a person last year Rosh Hashanah before the Tekiyas. That before next year Rosh Hashanah there won't be any more such kind of banks. Ich weiß nicht, wie sie heißen, Afele. But I give us a dogma von a bank is intergegangen. I give us a dogma von a bank is intergegangen. They'll tell you that you're not normal. You're not normal. When was it gepaskind, Rabbi Isai? You know when this was gepaskind? Nicht in Elul. It was gepaskind last year Rosh Hashanah. Last year Rosh Hashanah is gepaskind. Wer weist was me geht paskind in der year Rosh Hashanah? Am mit schappen ka zitte. Am mit schappen de zitte von der Rebbeinu Shalom shows the gvuras of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Somebody told me over that Matisyahu Solomon said last night, what does a person have to make when he sees the stock market fall, when he sees the financial market start fall, which baruch he has to make? This is not a risk to break, it's only to bring out on re'emim. What's re'emim made? Le'livru re'emim elefashet akmimis sheveguf. I heard from my shvezel zangizont, he was standing once by Misat Merov, zeche tzadik v'kodesh le'varocha. Misat Merov, it's genka katlikanyik, when Adam God lad mi'id, and there was a thunder outside. Every Sunday, Sat Merov went under the table. He went under the table. He ran down under the table from a tzitta. What's he doing? A kid, he has been afraid of thunder. Chazal zogen that that's what thunder is here for. Like Nivru Re'emim, only to chaper Ra'adah, Lifashit HaKmimi Shebeguf, that you can get a tzitta. That's what the Rebbeinu created Re'emim for. A thunder. What do you make on a Re'em? Shekoi Chayu Gvarasei Malei Eilam. That he's the Shailit in the world. That's what you have to wake up. That that's the bracha you make on such a zach. Because these are the aimim, these are thunders in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, in the middle of the behidlus of the day, there comes a thunder. Dr. Rebbeinu Shlalem, remember, remember my koyach and my gvur is malei oilam. Nobody could hide himself. There's nowhere to hide yourself. Das ist die Burim, der Freden zu sich, ich hätte ich kein Musse, talking to ourselves, wir wegen mechazik ourselves in Amuna. Hallo, ihr Necha, le Amuna, Hashem. Hallo, ihr Necha, Hashem, le Amuna. The Rebbeinu Shlalem's eyes are looking for Amuna. Are looking that we should be mechazik our Amuna in the Rebbeinu Shlalem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlalem wants from us. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlalem is asking from us. That shouldn't be that he kisoi, some of like Chalu. It shouldn't be that the Rebbeinu Shlalem brought it and Lecholu. You know why? Because then we give it another than the cheshvin. Then we give it then the cheshvin on the ikisa isam also. Then we give it the cheshvin that we brought the Rebbeinu Shlalem to do ikisa isam. There was no tachlis in the ikisa isam. So we have another aveira. We have another aveira. We get the aveira of the ikisa isam also. Of us cholum iponecha. If we chapa tzitef in the Rebbeinu Shlalem, and we learn the lessons of amuna to throw ourselves in the Rebbein Shalom's hands. Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. In Kotzkot min gezogt, Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. How do you know it's true? How do you know it's true? It's Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. And you don't worry about it anymore. Because if you're still worried about it, then you didn't throw it over onto the Rebbein Shalom. If you're worried about it, then Akochas Nishkein Hashlech. Hashlech means you throw it on the Rebbein Shalom. It's completely thrown on the Rebbein Shalom. You throw it completely on the Rebbein Shalom. Nishbechinom in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Yidog the Gemara Leyodi Rabbonah Mayhofcha Mayahofcha. That's why the Gemara has it in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, because that's the limit for Rosh Hashanah, is to know Yahofcha, to know Hashlech al Hashem Yahofcha. And then with Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, to who Yechal Kaleka, when you throw your Machshavas on the Rebbein Shalom, you have betochen in the Rebbein Shalom. Then would come to Ashpoz Hateva, dance in Ashpoz Hateva, but who you Chalkaleka, the Ebshti Git Kalkala, Git the Ebshti Kalkala, with Ayad Rechava, with Ashpoz Tevis, with all Ashpoz Tevis, with the Ebshti will make to be Zayn La'ama Yisrael.